Hello, sweetie. How did you sleep? Not great, huh? Yeah, it was really warm last night. I struggled too, laying in bed, tossing and turning and struggling. I even put the fan next to me, letting it blow cool air over my skin. Nothing helped. I don't know what it is, the heat or quite what, but I always have the dirtiest, filthiest dreams when it's hot. Do you want to hear about it? I thought you might say that. Well, if I tell you about my dream, I want you to do something for me. Get that cock out. Get hard and start stroking. Do you think you could manage that for me? I bet you were hard the moment you heard my voice. From the moment I said I was naked in bed and that I was having dirty, filthy dreams. It's easy to make you hard. Especially when there's the thought or hint of an orgasm at the end. But sweetie, you know the rules by now. No coming unless I say so. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, I want you to stroke your cock the whole time. If you get close, and I'm sure you will. You can slow down. Bring yourself to that delicious edge, but no coming unless I say. I want you to edge yourself for me. Now, start stroking if you haven't already. Nice and slow at the moment. Up and down to the sound of my voice. If you come without permission, then you will ruin it. You will take those hands off and come all over yourself. You can use lube while you stroke. I want it to feel really, really good. And to make this more real, close your eyes. I want you to picture everything I say in your mind. I want it to feel real. So, the dream started innocently enough. You and I were watching a film on my sofa, your hand just inches away from mine, almost touching me. But, of course, you're too shy to actually make a move, aren't you? And we're not on the sofa alone. Someone else is with us. Let's call him James. Now, James, he is a handsome man. He's 6'5", he's tall, he's strong. He has a good job, earns lots of money, so he can spoil me. Take me out to lovely restaurants and makes me feel like the princess I deserve to be. Is it hard to stroke your cock while I'm talking about another man? Is it hard to feel pleasure when I'm talking positively about someone else? Well, sweetie, I don't want that hand off your cock. Keep stroking for me. Keep making it feel good. Now, James, he is not into your nerdy hobbies like Warhammer or Magic the Gathering. In fact, he finds it quite funny that you still play with toys and enjoy imaginary worlds. But anyway, he puts his arm around me and pulls me closer. I, of course, oblige. I cuddle into his big, strong arms. James, you smell amazing. What is it you're wearing today? Oh, James, thank you so much for taking me on that date last weekend. I had a lovely time and I just wanted to thank you again. Oh, sweetie, I'm just talking about a man in a dream and your face is a picture. Are you jealous? Are you angry? Angry that even in a dream, another man has more of a chance than you. You're adorable. Well, I excuse myself from the sofa and I head upstairs. You both think nothing of it until I call for him. And I say, James, my darling, can you come here for a second? I need you. He leaves you instantly. Leaves you alone on the sofa. Doesn't say a word to you. There's silence around you. It must feel like a century for you. Alone. Until, well, you can't quite hear what's being said, but you can hear the sounds of heels on the ceiling above you, noises of approval. You wonder what's going on, but like a well-trained boy, you sit still. There's muffled voices above you. The sound of my laugh coming down the stairs. That sound of happiness you love so much. Then, I call for you. I summon you. You obey, instantly. You make your way up the stairs and not knowing exactly which room I've called you from. I call again. Bedroom, now, I say sternly. I won't ask again. I wonder what you're feeling at that second. Anticipation? Nervous? Maybe a little bit excited? You have to let me know, won't you, sweetie? You make your way to my bedroom and then you see me standing there in the doorway. You stare at the ground, so shy, not knowing where to look. But I tell you to look up. You look up past my black stiletto heels, up my stockings, over the suspenders holding them in place, a peak of a black lacy bra, and the gorgeous silk robe I have on over. Come in, I say with a grin. James is already on the bed. He can't take his eyes off me. He's hard. His cock is out and he's stroking. He is beating his cock just like you are now as I tell you this dream. It feels good, doesn't it? To touch yourself. To touch yourself thinking of me. He doesn't look at you. You don't exist. You're like a pest, really. Always hanging around me, simping for me. He knows you're not a threat, and I know you're not a threat. I just enjoy stringing you along. Luckily for you, you love it. Now, Dream Me says, here's what's going to happen. You are going to kneel at the end of the bed and you're going to watch me be pleasured. Do you understand? I will not refer to you by name, just what you are. My pet. My submissive. You will not speak unless I tell you to speak. Are you happy to continue? Say yes, princess, if you are. Did you just say it out loud? Like a good boy? Oh, you are pathetic. You know this is a dream, don't you? How's the stroking? Does it feel good? Are you just sat there listening to my voice as you stroke that cock up and down? Hold the base for me. Show me how big and swollen your cock is. Oh, good boy. Now, back to stroking. I'm not finished. Remember, keep your hands on that cock. No coming unless I say so. You kneel at the end of the bed and, well, I'm sure you try not to have eye contact with him, but you can't miss it from where you're sat at the end of the bed. James is stroking his cock, slowly, but he knows he's going to get to fuck me, so he's happy watching this unfold. I slide off my robe, and you both turn your heads to look at my body. You both stare. And, for a split second, you're basically equal. Two men with just one thing on their mind. But the difference is, one is tall and handsome and has a chance to fuck me. The other doesn't. Now, you can see the outfit I'm wearing clearly, and you can see that I'm not wearing any panties. You can see my bare ass and my pussy. I bet you're drooling. Dream you. Real you. My hips sway as I walk over to the bed and James is eyeing me like a tasty snack. I mean, of course he is. And well, I'm eyeing something up too. His cock. I want it in my mouth. I want to be on all fours in front of him, sucking his cock. And I do. You can only see it from behind, my ass, my wet pussy as I bend over on the bed and I take it into my mouth and I start to suck. He's moaning already, making satisfying sounds as I bob my head up and down. You wish you could see my technique, but you can't see. But what you can see is a hand appear in between my legs. I'm touching myself, stroking my pussy as I suck on his cock. Think about the sounds that I'd make. The wet, sloppy sounds. The moans I make. The groans he makes. My words. James, you're so thick. I need this cock. It must go on for an eternity for you. You could jump up from the end of the bed and bury your face in my ass and lick my pussy. But you don't. You continue to kneel like the good, submissive boy that you are. And then the mood in the room changes. I sit up. No, he's not come just yet. I turn around, turning to look at you. Your hands are gripping on the edge of the bed. You're watching. You're waiting. I lean down and plant a lingering kiss on your lips. My lips, which have just been wrapped around his cock, kissed you. You won't wipe it away. The first time that I actually kiss you is after sucking another man's cock. All those feelings inside of you, How does it feel, sweetie? My face is now inches away from yours, and well, I'm now on all fours. This is just an open invitation to James, and he's not waiting. My hips are wiggling, inviting his cock in. And sweetie, my sweetie, he slides his great big cock into my pussy. You hear a gasp from me as his thick cock enters my tight little hole. My eyes meet yours, and you can see on my face how good it feels. Oh, he grabs onto my hips and starts slow. He starts fucking me gently. Oh, and it feels good. It feels good for both of us. You can hear the moans. Oh, hear the sounds. The sounds of sex. Oh, the sounds of pleasure. You would only know it from porn, wouldn't you? Not for real. Because you have never fucked a real woman. How's the stroking, my darling? How many times have you been to the edge? How many times have you been close to ruining your orgasm for me? Not long left now, sweetie. Speed up. Be desperate for it. My fingers are close to yours on the bed, almost touching. Our faces close, and you can feel my warm breath on your face. My breathing. Fuck me, I moan. Fuck me harder. Oh, I want your cock to fill my pussy. Fuck me. Oh, like your slut. And you know I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. And he starts pounding faster, speeding up, desperate for it. Oh, James. James. Oh, James. He spanks one ass cheek as he roughly handles me. Oh, my moaning showing how much I love it. Oh, how much I love being fucked. Oh, yes, 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 fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, oh. I always tell you how loud and vocal I am, but you've never witnessed it, and maybe you never will. My breathing speeds up, his too, and he's happy. James is happy. Oh, he's saying how good my tight pussy feels. Oh, oh, oh. He's saying how much he loves fucking me. Oh, oh, oh. You can tell we're close. He's getting ready to come inside of me, and it happens. A crescendo of an orgasm. My moans louder and louder until they peak into a loud scream. I've lost eye contact with you as the pleasure takes over my whole body and they close involuntarily. I bite my lip, and I make a satisfying moan. Oh, 'cause you know how good I feel in this moment. Oh. Because coming Orgasms. They feel good. It releases endorphins in our bodies. We crave it. We long for it. Like you do right now. You want me to give you permission to do so. Don't you? You have been stroking your cock for 20 minutes. Edging. Bringing yourself to that edge and backing away. You've listened well, sweetie. You have been such a good boy, so speed up, my darling. Start stroking faster and faster, but don't come yet. I'm going to count from 10, and on 1, you'll be able to come, okay? Are you ready? 10, 9, 8. Oh, do you like hearing about me getting fucked? 7, 6. Do you like being a cuck? 5, 4. We're nearly there now, sweetie. You're going to come just like him. 3, 2. Oh. Hands off. Now. You're not going to get to come today, sweetie. Oh. You are going to put that cock away and you're going to go about the rest of your day. Tormented. Teased. Denied. Because that's the way I like it. And you, your purpose is to please me, to amuse me. And I know you like it too. Well, sweetie, I hope you liked hearing about my dream. And one more thing. Have a lovely day.